On a single day in January of this year, the Mwamba Bird Observatory Field Study Center says it counted 15,000 water birds belonging to 69 species, including herons, terns, African skimmers, and stork. Colin Jackson, who led the recent count and has been an opponent of the Sugar Project, estimates the census covered only 15% of the Delta's acreage. Jackson warns that the factory could upset the ecosystem of the region along Kenya's east coast.
I was stunned by the number of birds, the diversity, the volume, and we were only looking at a tiny percentage of the whole area. It appeared that there was actually very little concern being raised in the conservation world about this, even though the site is really, really important. Normally with a development of this size, which is huge and will have a major impact on the ecosystem there, there's normally quite some noise being made.
The situation in the Tana River Delta is a microcosm of the challenges facing Kenya and much of East Africa. Although the region boasts extraordinary biological diversity, it is also a place of deep poverty, leaving many people desperate for development. Balancing the need to protect the ecosystem with locals' demands for jobs has not been easy. The Sugar Project, to be run by Kenya's Mumia Sugar Company, is the latest in a string of proposed development ideas for the Delta. The latest plan would take about 50,000 acres of land for production and could cost some $350 million. And other producers have been showing increased interest in the area in recent days. Matt International Sugar announced last week it has acquired 223,000 acres adjacent to Mumia's claim as part of a second $2 billion sugar project. One of Mumia's most important backers is the Tana and Athi Rivers Development Authority, or TARDA, whose chair is a nephew of Kenyan President Mwai Kibaki. And President Kibaki has expressed his support for the project, which comes at a crucial time for the Kenyan economy. Next February, Kenya may drop tariffs for sugar imported from other countries in the regional trading group known as Common Markets of Eastern and Southern Africa. Sugar from elsewhere in COMESA is about 40% cheaper than Kenyan sugar. TARDA spokeswoman Damaris Kiari says officials fear that without its own cheap source, Kenya's sugar industry could be wiped out. Nick Wadhams for VOA News, Nairobi.